Vaydaber lekim al Moshe, vayomer elov ani Hashem. It starts out with Vaydaber lekim. Vaydaber is a lashon kosher, and vayomer is more of a lashon rak, a softer way of talking. That's one difference between the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk. It also started with Elohim, which is Midas Hadin, and it finishes with Ani Hashem, the Midah, the Midah of Rachamim. Many Mepharshim speak about this. The Rechaim HaKodesh, in one of the Pshatim, he says that at the end of last week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu Tainat HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Loma HaRayoyza, Loma Hazeh. So for that, HaKodesh Baruch Hu answered him, that on the outside it looks like it's Midas Hadin, but Be'emes, the Pnimius, is really Midas Harachim. Because that the Avodah was made harder, the intensification of the Avodah was for the purpose of getting out of Mitzrayim earlier. They were supposed to be there for 400 years, so now working harder, that would shorten the amount of staying wells, and they couldn't stay for 400 years because they were sinking in to the Shar Hanun. That's the way one of the Pshatim or Chaim HaKadosh says. The Rishoner, stood over another drush in this pasuk. He says it's Yedua from Eligur Baruch of Mezbrish, Baal Shem Zaneinuku. He's Mefarish a pasuk in Tehillim. Ach Toivli Yisrael, Elohim Levorei Levov. It's only good for Yisrael, Elohim, Levare Levov, to those that have pure hearts. So he touched up, Achtoiv li Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, it should only be good with Chasodim. Elohim, Midas Hadin should be, Levare Levov. That should only be with the Tzadikim, that they have pure hearts and they have the Tzorchei Hador on their shoulders. So on them should go the Midas Hadin. And he gave an example. He says, like myself and my brother of Sadakov, that's the Degel Machan Ephraim Olson Einikul of the Baal Shem. So Achtoiv li Yisrael, for Yisrael should be only good. Elohim, the Midas Hadin is Levari Levav. So the original was Moisev. And I say that a person that takes upon himself the Midas Hadin of Klal Yisrael, he's the Emesdika one that's right to be the Managador. The Chazal say, Kol Oilun Kulay, and the Baskel comes out and says, Kol Oilun Kulay Nizan Bishul Chanina Bini. Chanina Bini, Chanina Ben Doi, said, Dailoi Bekav Charuvim. He barely has anything. In other words, everybody else gets their bracha, but he has upon himself that he's going to be Mitzamtzim Lagamri. Someone that's Mekabal on himself, the Midas Hadin, he is the one that's Roy to be the Managador. So Moshe Rabbeinu was tiny to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way last week's parasha, Lom Ari Yosef, Lom Azeh, Lom Azeh Shalachtoni. He says, if you sent me, so I should be the one that's carrying the Midas Hadin. The Midas Hadin should not go on them. They should have only Midas HaChesed. And if I'm the leader, the Midas Hadin should be on me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to his tiny, by Daber Elohim El Moshe. So Elohim said to you, I'll talk to be Elohim. But Yomer Lov Ani Hashem to Klal Yisrael, I will be Hashem to Midas Harachamim. And Rashi also says over here, Vaydaber Elohim El Moshe Dibur Itoy Koshais. In other words, now that Moshe Rabbeinu said this Taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maskim Al Yodai, the Midas Hadin will be on him, and for Klal Yisrael only Midas Harachamim. Plus he goes on and says, in the four Lashonis of Geula, Vyadatam Ki Ani Hashem, Hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Veivesi eschem el haaretz. Pasht of Shad is veivesi is after the Vidatim. Veivesi eschem. I'll bring it to Eretz Yisrael. So some sofer said a beautiful drush over here. Vidatim kini Hashem hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. Veivesi eschem. How did he teach? He says the derech ha'olam is the winner's spoil from things that are shloike derech ha'teva. Neis, ha'moifis, mamish. You know, the tree growing on a daily basis, the grass growing, the birds flying, the little mosquito flying, we're not in a spoiler from that. Even though, if you think about it, you go into the koichas and the bria, it's niflad noi, but it happens every day, so we take it for granted. But a maif is something which is out of the ordinary, that's luyat suyer, trees would not be common. And all of a sudden we would see a tree growing out of the ground. But we were shook and go, wow, what's going on here? Where did this come from? How's it grown? Whatever. It's not like that. I remember I was once, a younger man, I was walking on the Telzer campus. And there's a new bacha walking next to me. And all of a sudden, he starts dancing and laughing and crying at the same time. What happened? It started snowing. This bacha was from Australia. He never in his life had seen snow. He was, and a good bacha, he's a normal bacha, wasn't one time on sugar. He was going with sugar from the snow. You know, by others it snows, oh no, you know. He didn't know what to do with himself. He never saw snow in his life. He was laughing, crying, dancing, jumping. It was mamish. It was my day. So if we wouldn't have trees or we wouldn't have snow and we would see it for the first time, we mamish be in a spoil from it. But it's not like that. We're only in a spoil from ISIS and ISIS. So he said, the B'nai Yisrael of the first door of the Midbar, they came out of Mitzrayim. So they saw ISIS and ISIS. Anani HaKovid, the Mon, the Be'er, like, wow, that was mamish. They only spoke from that. But the second generation that was born in the Midbar, to them, this is normal. Of course there's Anani HaKovid, of course there's a Be'er, of course there's, you know, the Mon. This was normal to them. So when they moved into Eretz Yisrael, so that's a tree, wow. You plant stuff in the ground and wheat grows, they only spoke from that. So that's the smichus over there. V'yadatam ki ani Hashem, when v'heveisi eschem al ha'aretz, right? Right now you think that this is normal. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, you'll see the hishtanus, so then you're going to be in a spoil from the regular teva. That's the way he types his v'derah drush. Eila roshe beis ha'voisam, Torah's miyachis, Moshe and Aaron, Eila roshe beis ha'voisam, b'nei Ruvain, b'chor Yisrael, b'nei Shimon, Bela Shemois ben Elevi. So Rashi says, Mitoshu huskik liyaches, Shivtosh Elevi ad Moshe Baron. So, because of Moshe Baron, we started with Reuven. So, Bechla, you have to understand, first of all, we have to mention any Yichas over here. What's the purpose of mentioning Yichas? So, Rizkarov, Kedushe, Maran Grizal, Atayra, he says, because it says right before that, by Davar Hashem al Moshe, Aaron, by Yitzavim al B'nai Yisrael. What does it mean by Yitzhabim al B'nai Yisrael? The Sefri says, in Parshas Bahaloyscha, Moshe Rabbeinu was tiny to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I, ki soymer elai so'ehu b'chekecha? Who am I that you say I should carry them, you know, in my chek? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu so'ehu b'chekecha? So, the Sefri says, when it says by Yitzhabim al B'nai Yisrael, that was the official minui of Moshe and Aaron, they're the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Al Menashe tekabu aleichem shiyu mekabelim eschem. You have to be mekabelim yourself, the leadership, that even if they're mekabelim, you're still mekabelim. So it comes out that this pasuk is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he appointed them as the parnasim, the leaders over Klal Yisrael. We paskin that you're not memana parnas al hatzibur unless he has a yichus, he's menam yuchosim. So right here, when it says by Yitzhabim al B'nai Yisrael, so here the Torah is miyachas them. But it's still not so clear why you have to go back to Reuven and Shimon. That's a little bit shver. So Rashi says, Agav, once we miyachas them, we go back to Reuven and Shimon. We'll see another pshat afterwards, after a few nekudas over here. Number one, on the pasuk, Hu Aaron u'Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem lahem, Hoytziu has been a Yisrael me'eres Mitzrayim al tzivay sam. So I go in at Tzadik Rav Yitzchok Koppelman, Shivan Lutzern, says, what's this pasuk doing over here? Who are no Moshe that Hashem told them to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? So he says, hey, at least we find that Yaakov Avinu did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Why not? One of the reasons was because he was afraid they're going to make an Avodah Zarah out of him. The whole country changed when he came. You know, the Rav stopped, he brought Bracha, so he thought they're going to make a god out of him, and maybe he didn't want to be buried there. So there was a chash over here that Moshe and Aaron, people are going to make them into some, you know, godly figure, because they made Isis and Moshe like we've never seen before. So that's why the Torah miyachas them to a father, to a mother, their regular Yilid Isha, Who Aaron and Moshe? That very same Aaron and Moshe that was born to Amram and to Yocheved. He is the one that came to Pari with the Isis and Moshe. Don't think that he was some Lamailam and Atevedika figure. I mean, he wasn't a Lamailam and Atevedika figure, but he was born like everybody else from a father and from a mother, and not to make a god out of him. Agav, you also see a different limud over here, that a regular person born of man and woman could reach that madrega. You know, as you do, the Rambam says that every person is mechuyav to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chanan asks the question, has a shaykh to be like Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, like, come to Moshe, and I'll be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu utilized all his koyches. He was given tremendous koyches. Koyches more than anybody else. But he utilized every single one. He pressed it all out. We mechuyav to do the same thing. So that's the lesson that we have to take from Moshe and Aaron. They were taki given tremendous kaiches, but they were also Yelidei Isha, and they utilized their kaiches. So that's one lesson to be learned from over here. Who Moshe and Aaron? So Rashi says over here, Heim b'shli chusam uvitzitkosam mitchilav atzayv. So they say for some derech, I'm going to simcha zisal breide, is the question. We find a similar praise that's said about Yosef HaTzadik. Rashi brings down, it says, V'Yosef Hoya B'Mitzrayim. It says, L'Hidiyachot Tzitkusa Shal Yosef, Hu Yosef, Haroya Esayin Oviv, Hu Yosef, Shahoya B'Mitzrayim, Dinas HaMelech, V'Oimed B'Tzidkai. So, Prakhtar V'Simchas Yisrael Broide, he says, it's like a similar praise. They remain the same. By Yosef, there was such an uprooting of his life. He was a simple shepherd by his father. He's learning with his father, the Torah of Yeshiva Shem and Aver, isolated from the world. Then he gets ripped away mercilessly into a totally different society, into the land of Avi Avos Hatum. And then he gets thrown into jail. And then he gets taken out of jail. And then he becomes the Melech, where he could have had everything. So there was such turbulence in his life. It was a roller coaster. So by him, there's a chiddush to say that who Yosef b'tzid kosem b'tchil v'atzayv. But Moshe and Aaron, they became leaders at 80 and 83, respectively. They were ready to move a garden. And from the time that Hashem was in his gala to them, it was all up and, you know, mamash up and up. One nace after another nace after another nace. So what's the chiddush of Haim B'tzid Kosam B'shlichusam B'tchilosam B'atzayvam? So, Simchas Yisrael B'raida says, Shema Amina from over here, that even tzaddikim, that are on a very high madrega, and they see Nisim and Isis and Moisim, they have Nisyanis and turbulence going on within them. We have no idea, you know, what the Yetzihara tries to do. Kol HaGadol Mechaveiroi Yitzroi Gadol Himen. Chazal tell us this. And it's Kipshute. The Yetzirah works with them. So we have no idea the Nisyonos that they went through in the inner turmoil that they had to calm within themselves. So the Torah tells us that even though they saw Nisim and they made Nisim, Haim Bishlichusam Mitchilosam Atzayvam. Enochel of an Odom Godel told me, and I didn't mention this before, I didn't mention Odom Godel's name. Told me that his grandfather, Besaipiano, one of the known tzaddikim of the Dor, he told his grandson, I want to leave. He says, life is too hard. He said, the Melchomim at the Yetzirah is very shver. So he says, Zayde, you, what kind of Zayde? So he says, until the last breath, the Yetzirah lost nishtah. Finished. Now what that means is the tzaddik mamish shayik. That's the way it is. That's the metzius. So the Torah is telling us about Moshe and Aaron. Heim b'tzit kosem mitchilosem atzalikom. Don't think that only Yosef had the ups and downs. Right, tzaddikim, he never knows what goes in. I mentioned a number of times of Hupna Zatzal. He used to bemoan the fact that the biographies of the Gedolim make it sound like they were born Chofetz Chaims and born Rabbi Saul Salanters. He says it doesn't speak about a lot of, we don't even know what inner struggles they had. Right? We don't know. Right?
But they have inner struggles. They have to, you know, they have to work on themselves and they have to fight the Yetzer. Adarav, the Yetzer Kolah Godol Mechaber, Yetzer Godol Emenu. They have to fight harder. So that is, you know, a couple of horrors that got me that prat. Lefi, all of this, I'd like to be Moisiv, that this is why there was, the Torah had to be Miachas them all the way from Reuven. Because Lamaisa Reuven had tremendous koiches. Reuven ben the Bechayr. Yeser se'esiv, yeser oz. Of a pachas kamayim al taisa. You see, the Torah is showing us a person can have all the miles in the world. But if he slips at a time of Nisayim, he could use it all. Shimon also had godless. Shimon b'levi yachim, whatever it was. Right? And more than that, it says, b'nei yitzhor, koirach, v'nefek v'zichri, b'nei koirach, asir v'elkonav av yosef, eilem mishpachos ha-korchi. So on the words b'nei koirach, the Rishbam speaks out, Bosabas, it tells us the sons of koirach over here. Zok the Rishbam, because it says later on in the Torah, b'nei koirach lo meisu. Asher v'elkona came out of them. So Memela mentions them over here. Which is the chorus of shtickle. I mean, why would the Torah mention it over here? Because later on, you know, the b'nei koirach lo meisu. And the Baal Turim says that Asir represents that they were held captive. They were mamish being almost going down the drain. Mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the last minute he stretched out an area over there. They should be able to stand there and not fall into Gehenna. They were ready to come out in the prison of Gehenna, right? Oh, they pulled themselves out. But why would it be necessary to mention over here? I think in light of what we just said, it's telling us, you see, Koirach had all the milas in the world. Yodua, the Arizal says, Tzadik, Katomer, Yifroch, Esayv, Tevis, Koirach. Tremendous milas. And you see, eventually, Shmuel HaNovi came out from him. Over Lamaisa, Lamaisa, in the kind time of Nisayin, he blew it. So that goofer is trying to build up to Moshe and Aaron. You shouldn't think that Moshe and Aaron were Bali Moifus. And Mimele, it's not a big deal that they were Omid B'tchilosimis. Take a look at Reuven, how great the miles he had. He didn't get it. Koirach, the miles he had. He didn't get it. And the B'nai Koirach had to mamash schlep themselves out with the Ruri Tshuva. Of Moshe and Aaron, they were able to withstand the Nisayin. Heim B'tzitkosim, B'tchilosim V'atzayfim. Pasuk says, "Kach matcho unetei yodcho almeimei Mitzrayim, v'yudam v'hayodam b'chaleres Mitzrayim. Vayasu kein chatumei Mitzrayim bilotehem. The sorcerers of Mitzrayim did it with their magic. Vechazek lei Pari. Pari's heart was hardened. So Rav Chazisel of Kelmi asks a question." These were big mechashim. They weren't stam little people. And afal pikein, they were not asleep to do exactly like Moshe and Aaron. I mean, there were big differences between the two. For example, the snake, that they made the snake that Paru was making litzonos of, and you're bringing Kishav into Mitzrayim. Moshe, Aaron's mata, after it was a mata, swallowed up all the snakes. It made them look terrible. They almost looked like little children compared to Moshe and Aaron. The dam, Makas dam, Chazal say that there was dam b'chol in the whole world. There was dam. By the chashvim, they were only able to make blood that was in front of them, little amounts of blood. There was nothing compared to what Moshe and Aaron did. Tzardeya, I forgot, I think the Sephorna speaks out, that there was a big difference between the Tzardeya of the Chartumim of that of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to reproduce, and theirs was fake. You know, Shmuel Kaufman, there's a famous speech he gave in Tells. He spoke by Shalosh Judas. He says, an artificial potato. Artificial potato. It feels like a potato. It tastes like a potato. It smells like a potato. But there's only one thing you can't do with it. You can't plant it or make new potatoes. It's fake. You know, he says, real things could be myelid. You know, fake things cannot reproduce like itself. So they weren't able to do that. So what were they accomplishing over here? You know, if anything, they were making themselves look bad. It was clear, la'inei kol. Zotir Simcha Zizel, that they were accomplishing, they were making sveikas. They were creating doubt. And sometimes if a person wants to think a certain way, even if he sees clearly that his way of thought is wrong, but if he has any mokum to be toiler in what you're creating, he's going to try and be toiler in that. And Taka, that's what happened. Right, even though it wasn't not much like that, but it accomplished by Yechazik Leiv Paroi, it accomplished, at least it was able to strengthen the heart of Paroi. And that's a klal gadol that you see. A lot of times people have this, you know, preconceived notion, and you can prove them wrong, but if there's any slight little doubt in their minds that maybe there's a raya, they try and latch on to that. Over the emesis that it was wrong. And the emesis, he says that by Yidden, there's a lot of times when Lamashal, a Navi Sheker, another of Yeruchim points this out, a Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker was a Navi. Navi Sheker said in the book, but you were able to figure out differences between a Navi Sheker and a regular Navi. There was a Mokum over there to be able to tell he's not the real thing. So you have a chiyuv to figure out that difference. You can't tell, well, he was a Navi, so he may like him. No, you have a chiyuv to discern and not to believe in him. Right? Whenever there's a hisgalus, a gevaldige zachen, the Yetzirah always puts things in your way to place doubt into it. I might have mentioned the mice. I heard this from Rav Shlomo Brevda, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Shlomo Brevda, when he was first a younger man, he was a bacher in Eretz Yisrael. So he had cousins. He was in Bnei Brak in Ponevish, and he had cousins in Yerushalayim. Those days, the roads, early 1950s, were not paved, and there wasn't lighting like you have today. So he used to go via a hill, and he knew that at a certain point, the hill descends all of a sudden. He better be careful, you know. And there was no lighting over there. So one time he's walking merrily, engrossed in his thoughts. He says, I have to remember that there's a thing over here. And he looks, he was a millimeter away from that cliff. He would have gone, how much a millimeter, he would have fallen off. That would have been it. He's very shaken up, very shaken up. The next day he was back in Bnei Brak, and he had to ask the Chazon Ish Shaila. So he asked the Chazon Ish Shaila, and then afterwards he says, I have to ask the Rabbi Shaila. So yesterday I had a mice and ace, mamish, that I was a hair's breadth away from Laila Mamas. And I was like, two tremendous nace, and a shemayim that made me realize. So I thought that today my Shemon Esrei is going to be like a Yom Kippur de Kishmon Esrei, our mamish is going to change into a different person. And I know it's not like that. So what's pshat? He says, there's a special malach in Shemayim that's called the malach to take away the roshim of an ace. Hazainish was not known to be a magzim. He says, there's a special malach in Shemayim, a malach to take away the roshim of an ace, because or else we would lose our koyach habachir. Right? So in everything, the same way, you know, there was a tainan, we have a tainan part, it's meshugit, you couldn't tell the difference. By us also, we have to be able to discern, you know, the certain clear hashkafas that we have, and sometimes maybe the Yetzirah wants to place doubt. The chiyuv is on us to discern the difference and not to fall prey to the workings of the Yetzirah. By the Makkah of Dever, it says, Vayishlach Paray, v'hine lo imeis mi mikne Yisrael ad echod. What does it mean, ad echod? So the Medrash Tanchuma says, let's say you had a behemoth that was a shutvis between a yid and a guy. So even that, Hagam, a mitri, had a shutvis in it, but because of the shutvis of a yid, the thing did not die. And that was Goyram Paroi, that he should harden his heart. So, you see, you know, there's a thing that belongs to a mitri, it didn't die. So Shon Shadon asks the question, Shaita Shabailam. What about the thousands of Yiddish animals that did not die and the thousands of Mitzri animals that did die? How are you going to answer that? So he says the same Yisoid we just said, that a Rosha, if he has something to latch on to, he could see it clearly, The minute there's the slightest thing to make him be, you know, to strengthen himself in his shtusim, he's going to use that mishigas. And he's not going to give in. This is saying in English, there's no one as blind as the one that refuses to see. And if a person really doesn't want to see, he can latch on to it. This is what he latched on. And Taka says, but Yechazik is like Pare. The Chofetz Chaim used to say over a Meisen with a fellow by the name of Berkim Michalashaker. His full name was Avram Dov Michal HaKayin Levinson, known in the world of Maskilim as Odon HaKayin Levinson. Not Pikairis. But if you look at him, he was a Yid with a board and pays. And he was a Talmud Chacham. But he unfortunately had treif and hashkafis. The Chofetz Chaim used to give him a klola every year. So you do the gemaisa. When the Chofetz Chaim was a young boy, he lost his father. So he used to learn it by himself in a beis medrash. One day, this Berakim Michaloshaker, he started a seminary for modernization of Jewish thought. And he heard about this little Eloi, so he wanted a chap marayin, you know, into his yeshiva or a seminary. So he comes into the Rish Medrash one day, a little Halkman, he starts speaking to him, learning, whatever. That was very nice. And then another time he came in, it was an old man, a shoemaker, that was in the shul. And he sees what's going on. So he went over to the Chofetz Chaim, and he says, Yishchol Meir, the base there, those is the Malach HaMavis, Eina Alein, Leif of Betendam. He must have the pach, and he ran away. Don't think that they didn't chase after him. He sent people after him. It was a big sign for the Chofetz Chaim. No. But anyway, Chofetz Chaim used to give him a call. He says, imagine what would have been. There wouldn't have been a Mishnah Brewer. There wouldn't have been a Shmir's Halosh. There wouldn't have been all these. There wouldn't have been. You know? He used to give him a call, and the call was in the sky. But that's not the mice I'm trying to say over. Chofetz Chaim said over a mice with him. He had a friend, also the same level of thinker, Mordechai Aaron Ginsburg was his name. And they once were misupping this such a thing as life after death, Hasharas HaNefesh. So they made it to Kiyas Kaf, that whichever one of them dies first, he'll come back to the other one to notify him if there is Hasharas HaNefesh. Sure enough, Ginsburg died first. One fine sunny afternoon, Berakim Michaloshuk is taking a stroll on the outskirts of the city, and he passes the Beis HaKfaris, and standing right there by the fence, staring him in the face, was his friend Ginsburg. You see, he chaloshed him, I don't know if he had a heart attack, to take him to the hospital, whatever. It was a major thing. So people knew about this pact that they had. So afterwards, when he recovered, they asked him, he said, the new, so you mask him to? Nah, I was depressed, I had hallucinations, I remembered my friend, I remember this, I remember that. So Chofetz Chaim said, you could have the emes staring you in the face. If you want to latch on to sheker, you know, you can latch on to sheker. And that's what this was all about, and that's also the same thing that Simcha Zil said about the Chartumim. You can see a clear difference, but if a fellow wants to hold on to sheker, you're not going to move. Those are this. A good Shabbos. Yeah. One little thing.